crossings hit an all-time high. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. The number of illegal border crossings to the U.S. from Mexico reaching the highest level ever recorded in a fiscal year. Fox's Christina Coleman has the details.
In the fiscal year of 2022, which ended just last month, there were more than 2.3 million migrant encounters with border agents. That's up 37% from the year before, according to Customs and Border Protection data. The increased crossings were driven in part by a spike in Venezuelans, Cubans, and Nicaraguans making the trek north.
Crime continues to be a main issue of the Pennsylvania Senate race. At a campaign event Saturday, Democratic Lieutenant Governor and Senate candidate John Fetterman criticizing his Republican opponent, Dr. Mehmet Oz's stance on crime policies.
He doesn't support one single gun reform law going on the bills out. You know, he doesn't stand for universal back checks. He doesn't support red flags.
Dr. Oz says Fetterman is soft on crime, noting his support for clemency for convicted felons and reducing sentences for drug offenses. While speaking at a campaign rally in Robstown, Texas, Saturday, former President Trump addressed the January 6th House Select Committee hearings.
January 6th was caused because of a crooked, stolen election, and they don't even talk about it during the January 6th committee hearings.
The committee issued a subpoena to the former president Friday. Hurricane Roslyn, now a Category 4 storm, brushing the Mexican resort of Puerto Vallarta on its way to a Sunday landfall just north. China's President Xi Jinping, who took power in 2012, increasing his dominance after being named to another term as head of the ruling Communist Party. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Early voting already taking place in Georgia. Fox's Charles Watson reports.
Georgians are showing up to the polls in large numbers, and according to the Georgia Secretary of State office, those numbers are on pace with the turnout seen during the 2020 election. It shows that well over 500,000 people have already cast a ballot, with more than 90% of those votes coming in from in-person voters. State officials say there have been some instances of long lines. Republicans say the near record turnout is proof Democrats and big corporations overplayed their hand and criticizing provisions in Georgia's new voting law, calling it racist and criticizing some of the provisions that, among other things, ban handing out food and drinks at the polls and require proof of ID to vote by mail.
After OPEC Plus nations announced its cut to oil production, President Biden set to have the U.S. Strategic Reserve release 15 million barrels of oil next week. Fox's Edward Lawrence has the latest.
President Joe Biden says he's doing everything he can to bring gas prices down. He says that he knows it's been hard for American families under his tenure as president. And the head of the American Petroleum Association pushes back that the president is doing everything he can. President Biden saying his release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, not politically motivated, then vilified oil companies. He argues that oil companies are not using all the leases that they hold. And the White House last March saying that increased oil production in the U.S. would have been online by now. With no incentives, there have been no meaningful investment.
The U.S. Energy Information Administration says the country needs closer to 20 million barrels to cover a full day of energy use. Demonstrations happening in Berlin, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles Saturday in solidarity with the protests in Iran, which were sparked by the death of a 22-year-old woman while in police custody for wearing her hijab incorrectly. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.